This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We talked yesterday on the program about that now or never climate change report from the IPCC. Headline, we've only got a few years to drastically cut greenhouse gas emissions to avoid widespread calamity. One target of the Biden administration is school buses. Of the nearly 500,000 school buses that run every day in the U.S., less than 1% of them are electric. That's according to the National School Transportation Association. Now, as part of the new infrastructure law, the Biden administration is putting $5 billion toward replacing existing buses with zero-emission models. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports now on what it'll take for more of those yellow buses to go green.
Bus operator Chloe Williams will tell you a lot of bus drivers in southern New Jersey also used to be dairy farmers.
They would get up, they'd milk the cows, and then they'd go drive the school bus. And that's how my grandfather started.
Williams is now the third generation to run her family's school bus company. All 160 of her buses use either diesel or gas. And Williams has thought about applying for grant money to go electric.
I have had an application in my hand, or in front of me, I guess, on the screen, but I have not actually pulled the plug and done it.
She says one challenge is her mechanics and drivers are just comfortable with diesel, and she feels,
you know, just a little hesitant of jumping on the bandwagon with a brand new idea.
You have a number of things that are new.
Matt Stanberry is with Highland Electric Fleets, a company that works with school districts to electrify their buses. He says a lot of them haven't bought charging equipment before, and some buy the wrong kind.
And then they get vehicles and they realize they've got to rip out the charging infrastructure and start that over.
Stanberry's company helps districts avoid that. It also helps with financing by buying buses and leasing them to districts. Still, costs a lot of money to buy an electric bus, around $325,000, approximately three times what a diesel bus costs. But proponents of electric buses say,
you're looking at actually saving thousands of dollars on fuel costs over the lifetime of the bus.
Matt Casale is with Public Interest Research Group, or PIRG. He says another advantage is that electric buses can store energy and provide it back to the grid, essentially acting as a kind of generator on wheels.
We could send them to hospitals or shelters and use them to keep the power on in some of these places where you really want to keep the power on.
Casale estimates it'll cost at least $25 billion to electrify just half of the current school bus fleet in the U.S. He says the $5 billion from the infrastructure law for a lot of districts will provide a good starting point. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.